124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131, 132, and then I don't know if I've got
134.
I've got 134, but I don't know if this is the 133. So right. Yeah, it's separated.
All right. So BOEs number 115 through 132 is what we're talking about. That makes it a little bit more clear. I'm inclined to change those valuations to similar to what we did on the Cross Creek deal. So instead of a $9,400 valuation, to make it the $5,000 valuation.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes,
just,
absolutely.
And I've not gotten into the land. I'm
sure.
Not dug in on any of this, Mr. Creedon. So then, like, you have a place like, is it called Branson Hills, where you have, you know, the fancy one with the gates?
Yes.
If those aren't developed yet, are they going to go down to this price also then?
Well, there's some in Branson Hills that already are $5,000. We just looked at it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean,
I think it's like I was saying. I think that if you're just, I think you need to look at the whole cross-section and then make your decision as to what, you know, based on your.
I'm trying to learn here, and what I'm trying to learn is,
you've
are
got
you
a
looking,
lot of learning curve on,
are you looking
on
at making all empty lots the same, or are you going to make individual people who buy a lot to build a house higher? Or I'm confused, because if they can't build it for a while, then they're still stuck at the high rate.
I understand.
But lots in some places are worth lots in other places. I mean,
true. And there are Branson Hills lots that are $5,000. I think it's worth looking at. I don't think we have to make that determination right here today. We have what's before us today.
Because I'm just trying to figure out why someone put these at $9,400 to begin with. That's all I'm asking. I can't get my head around that because we didn't touch that.
Right.
Somebody had to touch it since it was platted. And if they just copied what was the rest of the subdivision.
The new plat, right.
Right.
But I'm trying to figure out why they chose $9,400 for the rest of that subdivision. What happened?
I don't have a clue off the top of my head.
Well, if they had all water, sewer, everything, roads, everything, in other words, they're already ready to build lots, that might be different.
It seems like they were lower at one time, and Chuck increased them. I didn't argue about it because we were just blowing through the lots, and I didn't want to come here for just, you know, a couple things, you know, and waste anybody's time. I know we, you know, back then I just would call Chuck, we'd talk about stuff that we thought was wrong, and we'd just try to adjust it. And I didn't have to come here, so if we got close, I just walked away.
Do you have any comment on the $5,000?
I still think it needs to be lower because you're saying it's $90,000. It's worth $90,000. 18 lots is worth $90,000, and it's not. Before it was done as agricultural for probably less than $5,000 for the whole thing. So I think that it's really less.
Okay, you think it's less than the Cross Creek because it's in a different location in Hollister? Is that what you're?
No, because it has absolutely nothing to it. The ones that are in Cross Creek have, some of them have water and sewer. So I'm just I'm saying that it adjusted at an average of $5,000. Some of the lots are worth $7,000. Some of them are worth $2,000 because some of them don't have the water and sewer, you know, or water or sewer or electric, whatever the use is. And at that time, it had zero road, but I mean, it had. Well, I say zero. It had an asphalt. I don't know if you ever went out there, but about a third of it was clay, you know. And we did fix that, but the bank tried to fix it. 2 or 3 years before, but they skim coated it and it broke up. But the value to it to me is there's no access, no nothing in the whole general thing. It's raw land. It's not much different than agricultural land. We were just forced to plat it.
I mean, here, these others up here at 9,400, they're in a similar case is what those are. You're building on those. You're building on these. You mean? I realize you got the road. You got the infrastructure. I mean, you got a little bit differences, you know, in school system, whatever.
The best thing that might look at, Jeff, is how much would you pay for those lots to buy them, or how much would a buyer buy them for? How much would a bank finance for those lots, if I just said, hey, I've got 16, 17 acres of raw land that's cut up into lots with nothing, what's the valuation going to be? What's the appraiser going to say it's worth? My guess would be they would probably come up between $35,000 and $50,000 for that piece of property, which we paid $8,000 for 5 years ago.
But we have it in lots now, in a small, a smaller amount lot, if I look at
that is impossible to sell individually because it has no road. If I sold lot 56, whoever bought it would have to put all the road in.
So that circle down there that you can see going to that, you're saying you can't drive a truck to get back to that lot?
You can. Well, you especially can't today because there's a ditch down the middle of the dirt that we've been pushing around. But no, you can't. It's not. It's a dirt road. There's no water to hook to, no sewer to hook to, no electric to hook to. You can't drill a well. You can't put in a septic. So you're stuck with a lot. If you go out, if you go down Acacia Club Road and look at what those lots are, they're the exact same thing, basically as those. It's Holiday Haven, maybe, is a subdivision.
So how do you get the, is that going to be Hollister getting the water to you, the county? Who's
no, we have to build it.
You are?
Yeah. We have to put in the water, sewer, asphalt, curb, gutter, electric.
Time frame on the water and sewer?
Our goal is to have the roads paved before fall, but we're way behind and we don't even know if we can get the sewer pipe.
What I'm looking at is a $5,000 lot is going to run you $48 in tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be set for 21. It's going to be set for 22. We can't touch it for 23. Well, by 23, that lot's going to be fully functional. Some of them probably have homes on them and be sold. Would
we can
be
hope.
Fair?
We can hope.
Okay.
Yeah, that
well,
would
I
be.
I don't think $5,000 is out of line at all.
That might be true to that road, but that's not true to the next road.
But also, the
so what are those lots?
They're going to have a house on there. They're going to get. You know, that's going to be a new construction, right. So then you're going to be able to go out and look
and those,
at it. They're going to get back on the list.
In other words, some of those lots out have, there are running $30,000.
What are these lots valued here?
You don't have to wait 2 years if they've got improvements on the property.
If we can go out and have the house, right, but the land's going to be where it is.
Right.
So,
so those are valued, 10, 15 lots are valued at $4,000 because that doesn't have the platted lots on it.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
If you look at this is Joseph Way going down right here, and this right here is a bunch of platted lots. Unless they've undone it to lower the value, I don't know. Last time I looked at it a few months ago, it was all lots. So I don't. You can pull up the parcel lines. Click the parcel lines on that column. Right there. Down 7, down 5. We might have to blow it up to see if we can see them. Yeah, see, these are all parcel lines. So if you count how many lots are there, they're platted. That's $8,000 for over 18 lots. There's my value. Combine them together, bill me once.
Just to be fair, the end of Joseph Way, which is a gully hill,
okay.
And you're not putting in houses. I mean, they're
but we don't know that we're building houses right now because we don't know what the economy is going to do.
I understand.
And
that.
We still have lots in the rest of the subdivision, and we don't have the roads in. So, I mean, I'm not trying to argue it. I'm just trying to say there's proof to the value. Joseph Way was platted, and it used to be like that. And we bought those lots for $4,000 a piece, and we built houses on them.
Kenny wanted to interject about the highlighted one.
It's all one parcel, so it's probably done by eight.
And I understand what you're getting to. We need to honestly. I mean, we understand what you're saying. And there isn't water and sewer there. On the other part, you know, it's 9,400. You know, we did half on the other. I mean, Greg, do you have any thoughts?
Sorry, came in late.
Sure. We had some Cross Creek lots that were set at 10,000, about 38 of them that we lowered to 5, but they had water and sewer on them. This is, I mean, that were sort of developed, you know, already. And we,
when you do the Hollister ones, you have to do it.
Coming up with something comparable there.
Yeah, the difference here is
That's actually platted the same way.
Right, but I'm saying when you plat something, you're saying Hollister makes you do it in a certain time limit.
Correct.
And so you get caught up because, and then we have a 2-year cycle, so you're stuck at whatever we are for 2 years.
That's half.
Right. But regardless of what the cycle is, if the work's not done, it's not done. So yeah, sometimes we get a benefit and sometimes we don't, but we get it. But I mean, if you take and count out how many lots are right there, you're going to see that those lots are valued at $300 to $500 a piece, whatever the minimum is.
I understand. They,
parcel lines are all over. It doesn't mean the property's not platted within the county. Just the we own lots and have owned lots that have just the parcel lines. And then the minute we purchase it as a new transaction, they put all the lines on there and put them all on Beacon separately now. That's kind of the new policy as you trade it, because everything we buy, that's how we bought Cross Creek. It didn't have all the lines in there. It was when we went and bought it, they changed it to the and put the lines in and gave everything a separate parcel number, knowing that we would be selling them individually and it makes sense.
But now you were calling Kathy Dorsey, our mapping person, and asking for platting to be done, were you not? Isn't that why you went to separate? Because we don't make that decision alone. That goes through the recorder.
No, we don't make that call. So, when we purchase property, we don't make that call. So that's been done automatically for about 2.5 years.
Anytime you record the plat, it comes out.
We're talking about two different things. So when we buy a property that's already platted, when we bought Cross Creek, for instance, that was one big 30-acre parcel. When the bank sold it, it was one 30-acre parcel that had been platted, okay, and if you pulled it up, it had all the lines, showed the road, but it didn't, the little dots like that in red, but it didn't show the road separate, so the bank and all of their deals showed they owned the roads, okay, by that and by their documentation, but one little thing, they didn't foreclose on the roads. They missed the parcel or a piece of the description. They left it out as an exception, so they had a problem with it. But the minute we purchased it, it was reverted to individual lots with ID numbers, parcel ID numbers for every single lot and parcel. When we replatted it, they did the same thing and took it from the 30 to the 38 lots. And that's, so it's just something new. If I went and bought that piece right there, it would come back as all the lots would be individual. If you go out to Whispering Meadows, we own 3 lots left in there. They used to all be contiguous. There's 3 lots that are still contiguous, even though there's 3 separate lots. It has 1 parcel number. So it's just, I think from my understanding is the reason they're doing that is because when you sell the house, now they're creating a new parcel number each and every time. So if they do it up front, it's done. It doesn't change the value of the property. That right there, if my property is $5,000, that one needs to create, you know, increase to $80,000 or whatever it is.
So I hear you.
So the bunch of lots, I'm sorry, the bunch of lots that you have down there that have no water or anything yet, if you had wanted to, you could have replatted to one big lot and then redone it. Does it cost you to
No, it was one once? Big lot. No, if I replat it, I got to go to planning and zoning at the city of Hollister to get it back to one lot. Then I'd have to go back to replat it to lots again.
That's
no different. Those are lots. You go and you pull that up at the assessor's mapping and stuff, you're going to find that's all lots just like mine. It's just under, that only means it's one parcel ID.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
They just assessed me different parcel IDs, so we have 18 pieces of paper.
I'm going to bring this back around to our BOE numbers here. You know, this comparative on the BOE's 115 to 132, you know, that due to the fact that the difference between that and the Cross Creek ones are that there's not water and sewer there. There's not, they're not somewhat developed. So I'm inclined to, I'm making a motion that we move those lots, BOE number 115 through 132 to 3,500 each.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. I have one question for Mr. Creedon. Did you have a nickname?